Please welcome Chris McKinney.
So like most kids, when I was a kid, I watched cartoons in the morning. Heckle and Jekyll, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Mighty Mouse, Tom and Jerry. And despite the fact that my favorite cartoon character was Mighty Mouse, so many of these cartoons had depictions of the housewife or the nanny or the housekeeper standing on a chair, eek, eek, a mouse. So maybe that's where the foundation for my intense fear of mice started. I don't know. When I was maybe 10 years old, I was invited to accompany my best friend's family to stay in a cabin on Boys Blank Island in the Straits of Mackinac. It was a very rustic cabin. We were there for about a week. And it was a one-room cabin with an outhouse. And the one-room cabin included the kitchen, a large living area, dining for everything, and then a little alcove with the beds. And there was a double bed in there for Mom and Dad and bunk beds for my friend Connie and her brother. So as a guest, I slept out in the living room on a rollaway or the guest bed or something. And all night long, I could see mice all over the cabin from the kitchen, and they would go and go up on Connie's parents' bed, and they were just all over the place. It freaked me out. And I told them in the morning what I saw, and either they didn't believe me or they just chalked it up to living in a cabin in the woods. But like I said, it just freaked me out and reinforced my fear of mice. They're so fast. Anyway, in my teens, I remember one time I was going to make some biscuits or some pancakes or something, and I reached up to the top shelf where the Bisquick was, and it was open. And out of the flap came a mouse and ran right down my arm. And the Bisquick went all over the kitchen, and I screamed, and, you know, my mom came running, so there was another incident. Something very similar to that happened many, many years later when I was visiting my son in one of his New York City apartments. And he couldn't believe that my scream was just a mouse, but, you know, it scared me. And when my kids were younger, I remember we had a bat in the house, which was really just a mouse with wings, and I shut myself in the bedroom while my husband got it out with a tennis racket and a laundry basket, finally got it out of the house. So I'm giving you all this background information to let you know how incredibly afraid I am of mice, and what I'm about to tell you, I hope you don't call the ASPCA on me. So I was recently divorced, living in my condominium all by myself. And I went to bed one night around midnight and trying to go to sleep, and I could hear this little scratching. And so I turned on the light and I tried to follow the noise, but it stopped as soon as I turned on the light. So I went back to bed, turned off the light, went back to bed, and I heard it again. Just scratch, scratch, scratch. And I thought, oh my God, I hope that's not a mouse. So this time, I got out of bed very quietly, tiptoed to where the flashlight was, turned the flashlight, the noise was still going on, followed the flashlight with the flashlight to the noise, to the vent on the floor, the heating vent, and looked in there, and sure enough, there was a little mouse in there. So I quickly shut the vent, which closed the back side of it, so the mouse was trapped inside the vent. But I had heard that mice can get through the smallest places, and I was afraid. I mean, there's no way I could go back to bed knowing this little mouse was trapped in there and decide that I would take care of it in the morning. So it's about midnight. I don't have a cat. I don't have a roommate. I don't have a husband. It's too late to call the exterminator. I knew that I was going to have to take care of this mouse by myself, because I knew I wouldn't be able to go to sleep knowing there was a mouse in here that could get out and come into my bed. So I looked at the slats and thought, well, a knife would fit in there. So I went in the kitchen to get a knife, and I saw, instead of a knife, I saw this long pronged carving fork. And I thought, well, that's two opportunities instead of one, you know, for success. So I went back. I still haven't turned any lights on. I've got the flashlight in one hand and the carving fork in the other hand, and in my nightie, and I got down on my hands and knees in front of the vent, and this poor little thing is running back and forth, and I'm like trying to get it through the slats, you know? And I'm so upset while I'm doing this. I mean, I know what I'm about to do, and it was upsetting me. I was crying, but I still had to do it. So I'm, you know, stabbing at the vent with this fork, and finally, I got it. And I couldn't believe it. I was so upset, but I was so relieved, and I felt so evil. But I was able to go back to bed, and I left it in there. I thought, I'll deal with this in the morning. Put the bloody fork in the sink, went to bed, and the next morning, because it was light, you know, things aren't as frightening in the daylight as they are at night. So it was light, so I unscrewed the vent and took it out to the trash bin and opened the back and dumped the carcass out. And then there's never just one mouse, so I called the exterminator. That's my story.